Well, Tim, let's start before we get into the details of the fun event, the fun champions event going on in Sioux Falls. I want to ask you how your summer's going. It's been certainly a unique summer in the sense of the health pandemic. I know you got to play in the 3M Open. I know you're now 50, which means you can play on the Champions Tour, and that is kind of getting rolling. What's the summer been like for you? How strange with the pandemic and everything else has this been for you?
Well, it's been strange because I didn't know when things were going to get going. You know, it was kind of my debut, my year to be out on the Champions Tour. But I know a lot of people are doing a lot worse than I am. Now the Champions Tour is starting to roll, and I'm excited for the Sioux Falls tournament for sure.
Yeah, when we talk about the Sioux Falls tournament, of course, that is one close to home. Now that the 3M Championship became the 3M Open and went from the Champions to the PGA, you know, the regular PGA Tour, that's probably the closest one to your home area here in the Twin Cities. Take me through what you know about that. I know Cambria is one of the sponsors, Sanford Health's one of the sponsors, and you're one of the local draws.
So I am partnered up with Cambria. So I'm Team Cambria, and, you know, it's been a great relationship. I was with them in 05, and now I'm back with them while they're the title sponsor for the Sanford International Golf Tournament. I am I'm kind of their spokesperson. Great company, great Minnesota company. I'm a Minnesotan, you know, everything that they make, their courts, countertops, everything made here in the USA Today.
And certainly beautiful stuff. Anyone who's either has it or has been through home tours or even just looking at pictures, it is pretty great stuff from Cambria, certainly here based in Minnesota. How's your game rounding into form? How do you like how you're playing right now?
My game is coming around. Last week I finished 17th. So, you know, I'm starting to get the hang out of the Champions Tour. Yeah, I'm excited to go play in Sioux Falls. I was at a basketball tournament with my son about a month ago, so I got to play Minnehaha golf course, and it's a great old-time golf course, and they've done some great improvements and good for spectators, and, you know, it's going to be the first tournament where we have fans, so that's going to be very exciting. And, you know, Sioux Falls is a great, fun town with Sanford Health. And another important note is Sanford Health is big on the PGA Tour with doing our COVID testing. So my first tournament back for 5 months was the 3M, and I end up going get tested. I didn't really know what it was all about and stuff. And there's a big, huge Sanford Health truck, Sanford International truck. And what they do is they swab your nose, you go in, you wait for about an hour, and you get your results back if you're positive or negative. So they've taken great steps. I feel like everything is real healthy, and I just feel like Sanford Health being real safe about all the tour players and things we've done.
You mentioned that this event will be the first one that will have fans, and I suppose it is unique for you guys as golfers because much of your time is spent by yourself or with just a small group of people anyway, out practicing, whether it's on the range, on the course, or what have you, where there is no crowd. But, boy, I must think it is still a little bit of a strange feeling when you're out there with no galleries in the heat of competition, particularly as you head into the weekend. What has that been like playing? Again, you're probably used to playing by yourself or with relatively few people, but in the heat of competition like that, has that been strange?
Yeah, it is strange. It's like you're going out and playing with a bunch of your friends, like a practice round, and it's pretty funny because you don't get, like, mulligans or anything like that, so you're like, oh, no, we got to play. So the fans are going to be great for us. You know, we get excited about the fans. It's all about the Champions Tour, the pro-ams, things like that, just having people around. And then just having the energy. It was like you're at your home club or public course and just playing around a golf the last few weeks. But with the fans, it's going to be great. And they have tents set up there at Sioux Falls with the VIP tent hosted by Cambria. And they have the quartz countertops there. And I think everything's going to be really safe. And, you know, that countertop is also great for safety. You know, it's a non-porous countertop, easy to wipe off. I think everyone's going to feel very safe down there in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, for sure. No question about that. I in the Champions Tour, I did see that that one of the really good golfers of all time, Jim Furyk, has also just turned 50, and I think he won here, was it last weekend? It's a competitive tour, isn't it? You said you finished 17th. You have to play well to win on the Champions Tour, correct?
Yeah, you do. You know, I shot 7 under. He shot 14 under. I had one 9 holes that I played poorly, where I shot 5 over on that 9 holes. And so then I'm just feeling like I'd be in the mix, you know. I got to just kind of stay patient and wait for my time where the putts start dropping and falling. And, you know, I'm excited to come back out on the Champions Tour and play with the guys that I played with when I was at my peak too. So, you know, it's tough. KJ Choi just came out, Ernie Els and Jim Furyk and – who else? I mean, Retief Goosen, he's been out the last year, and Mike Weir just turned 50. So, and then, you know, the guy that won Hazeltine, Rich Beem, he should be coming out here pretty soon.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun, too, because it's still really high-level golf, obviously, and as you just rattled off all those names, you get a kind of nostalgic feeling, and I'm sure for you to be back out there, as you mentioned, when you were at the peak of your game, to be back out there and now in contention. And as one of the younger guys now on this tour, what maybe can you use to your advantage to take advantage of some things? Is it the length off the tee? Is it what are some things that maybe you can find yourself you know, taking home a winner's paycheck here at some point in this summer or next?
You're right. I think my advantage would probably be the distance. You know, I'm probably top 10, top 15, longest guy out on the Champions Tour. So I'm going to have to take that as an advantage. I hit it a lot straighter than I did back when I was a kid, a rookie out on tour. So, but you still have to, you know, knock the putts in. So, I'll grind really hard on putting and just trying to free up the putting and just let it go. Yeah, like you said, it's very competitive out there, but it's also fun. Guys are in really good spirits out there. You know, it's kind of the end of the career. They know it's a kind of a new beginning, new life, and there's no other sport like that. So you can tell guys appreciate being out there and having an opportunity to go play golf and what they've done their whole life.
The event we're specifically talking about is September 7th through the 13th at the Minnehaha Country Club in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Sanford International, presented by Cambria. We're talking with Tim Herron here. And so we know you're booked for that one. What's the rest of the summer look like schedule-wise for you, Tim?
Well, next week I play down at the Players down in Akron, Ohio, and then I head over to Branson, Missouri, and we're playing 2 tournaments in 10 days. They just added that to the schedule. Off for about 10 days, and then we have 6 weeks in a row, and then that's pretty much November. We're pretty much done for the year. It's a lot of tournaments in a row. We haven't done that in years. You know, we're used to taking some off, but I'm going to try to grind it out just to see some of these golf courses that I haven't seen. So it's been nice to get down to Sioux Falls during that basketball tournament. Like I said, I got out to see the golf course and the clubhouse and kind of how all that's set up. So I got an extra round in. I kind of have a game plan for that that venue. So hopefully I can perform. Now I'm the sponsor for Cambria. You know, I'd love to perform down there in Sioux Falls. Like you said, it's only 3.5 hours away. It's kind of the home tournament for Minnesotans.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned Minnesotans. I'd be remiss not to quickly ask you about Tom Lehman, who it seems about every third week puts up a round that you're like, how old is this guy now? How much have you stayed in touch with Tom? And he's out there still cranking away, isn't he?
Well, it's funny. I played with him in the 3M, and I got to play with him in my debut down in Naples, and he's still cranking it out as a 60-year-old. Man, that guy can still play. We both missed the cut by 1 at 3M, and, you know, it was a long golf course, but he knows how to play, and he took advantage of the holes that he could make birdie. He made quite a few birdies on those holes, and, you know, he doesn't miss many fairways. He hits that ball straight and putts good, and, man, I see him still playing for another 5 years competitively.
Yeah, it's been fun. Is he committed? Do you know to the Sanford?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there. I think I talked to him. Yeah, I think he'll be there. So
yeah,
it'd be fun to go see Tom Lehman, and I think he feels like that's probably the Minnesota tournament now too.
You mentioned the course, and with Lehman, you know, he hits those probably from growing up in the windy plains of Minnesota. He hits that low shot, right? It just cuts through the wind. How did your Minnesota upbringing impact how you played? Do you think it had an impact?
Yeah, I mean, I hit the ball pretty high, and you know, with our spring and fall rainy weather, you know, you want a lot of carry, so. My upbringing, I hit the ball pretty high, and then pretty good with like a flop shot type thing because of the rough around the greens and the small greens here in Minnesota. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's you know, and playing in some of the elements. You know, I'm not afraid to play in 60-degree weather. Where some of the guys in the South, they like it warm, so it warms up their back and they stay loose.
Yeah, very good.
Trust me, I like it warm too. So.
Well, hey, Tim, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to it. September 7th through the 13th in Sioux Falls, the Minnehaha Country Club hosts the 2020 Sanford International presented by Cambria. And, boy, it'd be fun to see you get into the weekend, contend, and maybe take home that winner's paycheck.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, I'm real excited. And, you know, the trophy is made out of Cambria. So it would be exciting to have it. You know, I got Cambria in my house, and I'm a big fan of the family and Cambria, and I'm excited for the tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good luck.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. We appreciate it. Thanks so much, Tim.